It's very geschmack to I feel very home in Hilchas Shabbos. It's like comfort zone, you know. That's like it's geschmack Hilchas Shabbos. I love Hilchas Shabbos. Okay, so we are up to Siman Reish Mem Beis, and we are in Sif Aleph, the second part of Sif Aleph, and we'll be learning that as well as the Ramah, and hopefully give an introduction to Siman Reish Mem Gimel as well. Okay, well, page 4. Top line. Metakonas Ezra. There's an ancient takona of Ezra Novi. Shemechabzim begodim bechamishi beShabbos. That one should do laundry. One should wash begodim clothing bechamishi beShabbos on Thursday. Nekvot Shabbos in honor of Shabbos. Can I just anybody who is not on the email on the text messaging list? I don't know if you get text messages. Please ask Mr. Lerner to be on text so you get up. Updated, which is an important text message came out today. So, yeah, do you still get text messages?
I'm confused.
No, tonight there is shiur, I think it said. Tomorrow and okay, good. So if you don't mind, just contacting Mr. Lernil. Okay, so shemechabzim begodim bechamishi beShabbos nikvoy the Shabbos. So the halacha is that one should do the laundry, the washing of the begodim of clothing should be done on Thursday, mipnei kvoid haShabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos. So that's an important halacha. So we have to do the washing of clothing has to take place on Thursday and on Friday. Why is that?
Recognizable.
But why Thursday and not? Okay, so we all understand why a person is to wash clothes for Shabbos, because in previous generations it was very uncommon to have as much clothes as we've got nowadays. So obviously you need to wash. You know, it was respectful and clean to wash the clothes for Shabbos. But my question that I thought that makes sense. My question I'm asking is why on Thursday and not on Friday? Oh, man of it. So for us, it's 21st century Yidden. It's hard to remember, but I just Mamash last Shabbos. My shviger told me that they remember, and the truth is that also some. That there was the washing. Maybe some of you remember the washing was like there was a day of what there was a washing day. There was a washing day in the days prior to the washing machines that we've got. They were so blessed to have the washing machines and dryers nowadays. Previous generations there was no washing machines, so it was a Yoyim HaKvisa. There was a day. There was a day. There was all the neighbors had. You know, you had your day, and you literally busied all day washing, and after it's drying, the clothes would be taken. It was all day. Yoyim HaKvisa, the day of one. And this was not like nowadays. You put it in, you press the button, you come back a few hours later. Not that I know so much about it. Yeah, don't suspect me of any detailed knowledge of this. But that's what I understand. So so therefore, it would be much more. You have to do it on Thursday, and everything should be ready on Friday. Because if you make Yom HaKvisa, your washing day, you make that for Friday, you're going to run in trouble. You may run in trouble. So that's the background of that. Mechapsim begotim bechamishi b'sham nekvoit haShabbos. It was yes. So now let's see about Mishnah Berurah, because we need to discuss as to whether that applies nowadays as well or not. Let's see. Mishnah Berurah says, "Cotton, hey, pipnei hainu k'dei shi'u levoni b'Shabbos. We want the clothing to be clean on Shabbos, to be white and clean on Shabbos. Avol loy be'erev Shabbos, but not on erev Shabbos, not on Friday." Because it would be very time consuming to scrub and clean and wash all the laundry. And if you do that on Friday, you're going to end up having an inadequate Shabbos. You may have clean clothes, but everything else is going to be missing. Therefore, don't you do your washing day on Friday. Because if you're like this, you're going to have Tzorkeh Shabbos. It says that one should be careful that you have should be able to sort yourself out that you don't do the washing on Friday and you do it on Thursday only. Good. Now, Rabbi Isai, the question that we need to discuss at this point is. As to whether this applies nowadays as well or not. Yeah, it's a very important question. Does this apply nowadays as well or not? Is it applying nowadays or not?
The point of the Tikkunah is, number one, you should have clean clothes on Shabbos. Number two, that you should have a free day on Friday to prepare.
Yeah.
So long as you have that, it's number then it's kairos to do it dafka on Thursday. It'd be first people are doing laundry every day anyway.
Yeah, it's interesting. So lemaisa, it's an ongoing discussion in the poskim. It's an ongoing discussion in the poskim as to whether this halacha applies nowadays as well. There's no clear consensus. Some poskim take the approach, and nowadays, since we've got washing machines, it may not apply anymore. The tircha that was involved in previous generation doesn't apply nowadays anymore. It was a huge tircha. Do you remember the story of Avliashev? You know the story of Avliashev? Exactly, it was Rav Eliashiv's, there's a story that in Yerushalayim of 100 years ago, there was a lady that didn't have any children, and when she washed all her clothing, it was a whole tircha, and eventually she hanged up all the clothes, and then a lady got very upset with her for unjustified reason. I'm cutting the story short. It was after washing and cleansing and scrubbing, and it was mama, she took all the koiches, it would be finished after the work. She hung up all everything dry, everything clean, and she hangs up on the thing. And her neighbor was very angry, and for an unjustified reason, got really, really angry with the former lady. And then she cut the string with all the washing and went straight into the mud and everything. And you have to start from scratch. And she got burst, and she was really, really angry. And then she went to, I believe there's a few different rishchos about the story, but maybe she went to Reb Chaim Zonnfeld, or maybe to somebody else. He was really angry, and he said, "You know what? If you are, as the Gemara says, if you are able to swallow your words, you're not going to say anything, and you're not going to shtech back, and you're not going to answer back. You won't regret it. You're going to get the reward from that." And that's what she did. And from that, not long after, she had a baby boy who was called Yosef Shalom, and he became the famous, world famous Torah giant of Eliashiv the Gadol Hadoi. It was an issue. I didn't have children for many years before that, and she was, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was the only child they had, was Rav Eliashiv. So I'm just bringing context the amount of tircha nowadays. So many poskim say that nowadays it's not a whole day's work, and therefore you just press a button, and therefore this doesn't apply, and you are allowed to do the washing on Friday. It's interesting because some poskim go into discussion and say, well, you still have to hang up to washing, which still is a very quite a time consuming thing. And maybe the takana still does apply. You don't have the right to uproot the takana. Takana's ezra. And then some say no, but you may have a dryer. And then maybe it's not so time consuming. So it's ongoing discussion. I don't know if there's a clear consensus about this, but I think that the pashtus may still be that the pashtus of takana still applies. That one should try to avoid doing the washing on Friday. Now, the poskim also discuss as to whether you're allowed to do on Thursday night, Leil Shishi, as to whether that is included in Takor or not. And you're allowed to do washing on Thursday night or not. Is that against Takonis Ezra or not? Here again, there's no clear consent, but many poskim are maker that Thursday night will be in line with the takana. Okay, we continue. Noyagin lolush kidei shechale beweis lasis mehem lechomim. The menage says the Rama to need sufficient to have shechale, to have sufficient to when you make the bread for Shabbos Kodesh. The menage is to need in a way you have a mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. We know you need over a kilo of flour to make a shea of Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, you don't have to take challah. So he said the menage is to make yourself a chiyuv. If you take less flour, you don't need to take challah. You haven't got a shea challah. So the menage is on nothing wrong with it if you don't need to. But the menage is never to make a shea challah. In order to make bread, so the minig is, just to explain the minig. The minig is that you make bread for Shabbos sufficiently, a sufficient measure to your chai befoshet chale. And that's why chales are called chales. Because the minig is that you take enough flour to your mafrish chale. And that is part of the covered Shabbos, part of the honor that we give Shabbos is that we're using breads that you are mafrish challah from them. Isn't that fascinating? And we should not change that. Don't change that minik. Yeshikosvu, some write, Shemikitzas Mekoim is Nagul Echol Muliasa. Some of them many can eat the Muliasa. Do you eat the Muliasa, Rabbi Isai? Who eats a Muliasa? Do you eat the Muliasa? A Muliasa? The custom is to eat the Muliasa. What is it? Oh, Shikoim Pashtida. We call it Pashtida. Which means, what's a Pashtida? Kish, or what we call nowadays? Kegel. Why is that? Pelel Shabbos on Friday night, the minute is to eat Pashtida, or a Kegel, or more correctly, a Muliasa. Pelel Shabbos on Friday night. Zeicha Lemon, as a remembrance of the Mon, which was covered on top and on bottom, and that's the minik, because it's like there's like a layer on top, it's like supposed crusty on top and to some extent in the bottom, and that's like Zeicha Lemon. The man was also on top and the bottom, we're covering it up, and that's why it's like Mon. But I've not seen many people on Makpin on that. Okay, Rabbi, it's a fascinating Ramah. So the first one is about the chalas. So we see that intrinsically, there's a connection of, it's interesting, we don't even think about it. We call it chalas, right? Why do we call it chalas? Why do we call it chalas? What chalas got to do with anything? The answer is because the minik is to eat chalas, is because of the shit that normally, when mafrish chala, you should have separated chala for the chalas. That's where it comes from. It's a huge amount. And unless you've got a very substantial family, you're blessed with a very big family, you're unlikely to need to make so much. Unlikely to need so much flour. Chimafish challah, yeah.
So obviously not a problem when you buy from bakers.
Oh, bakers! Very good. I want to speak about bakers because the Mishnah Berurah speaks about bakers.
So the wife making a home, so you mean she has to take what a minimum.
Right, so there's no point taking challah unless you've got an obligation to take challah. There's no point. In terms, you're right, it comes into Shaila, Chaimno, Chazesh, that's the issue about Brocha, 1.2, 1.5, etc., etc. But either way, if it's below the threshold, there's no point taking challah. You're not meant to take challah if it's less than the threshold. So it's not necessarily talking about Brocha. Brocha is a different Shaila as to whether you should, from what point you should take Brocha. Pshom Zaman said you should always try to take Tumafish Chala with the Brocha. Pshom Zaman felt that if you're not Machshiv the Mitzvah, whenever you make a Mitzvah without Brocha, Pshom Zaman generally held a rule. Whenever you make a Mitzvah and you don't make a Brocha, we know that it's not the same kind of Mitzvah. Yeah, it's not the same. So he was quite leaning in terms of making Brochas, because he felt that you're not going to do the mitzvah otherwise properly. But anyway, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says, and let's talk about bakers in a minute. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton vav, lekedesh yechala, haynu, melvad shalisha afiyu michlal kvod Shabbos v'yom tov, k'mush misayin v'asoyf, oyd yesh tam b'zeh. He said, first of all, there's an important point stressed in the Mishnah Berurah over here, that you've got a kvod Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah here says, Mishnah says that whenever you make something for Shabbos, that's Kovet Shabbos. So if you make the challah and you bake the challah as an element of Kovet Shabbos, and that is actually not just in terms of challah, the contemporary poskim say, nowadays we can buy anything in the shops. And that's fine, and that's nice, and sometimes you need to do it. It's perfect, there's nothing wrong with it. But there's a special, I'm going to call it hiddur, I don't know if hiddur is the right word, but there's an element of Kovet Shabbos, whatever is homemade. There's an element of Kovet Shabbos if it's homemade. And that is not only with regards to challahs, but that's in terms of everything. Whatever is homemade, there's an element of kovet Shabbos. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Milvad shalish ve'afiyu michlal kovet Shabbos yom tov. Yeah, so that's an element of that. Now, oyd yesh tam b'zeh, there's another time over here as well. Kedei lekayem mitzvos challah, there's an extra emphasis, an additional point, of separating challah for the bread you're eating on Shabbos. Why is that? Lefi, because she'ibda is adam harishon. Okay, that's quite. Pardon?
It's a theory.
Yeah, let's call it like that. That we know that Chava was Ma'abit Chalos Shel Oilom. So they were really meant to stay in Gan Eden forever. What happened was, She'ibdo Chalos Shel Oilom, Adam Rishon is called Chalos Shel Oilom. Why is it called Chalos Shel Oilom? Because the Rebbe created him like he needed Adam Rishon. So it's called Chalos Shel Oilom. So, therefore, have you heard the expression? It was called Chalosh. It's interesting, no? So, since Chava messed up Adam HaRishon, the Chalosh Shel Olam, she must sort it out now. And how does she sort it out? She sorts it out by baking Chalas. Chala, Chala. Chalosh Shel Olam, Chala. That's what should separate challah. That's why also the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is one of those mitzvahs, one of the three mitzvahs which is specifically for women. Anybody can fulfill them, but it's specifically, it's lechatchila given for women. Challah of Rosh Hashanah is a women mitzvah. So therefore, there's an extra point of being mafrish challah for the challahs on Shabbos. Now we know you're allowed to buy and eat paspalta. If the ingredients are fine, on the circumstance, Rama says we're making to eat paspalta, bread baked by the goy, on Yulatu. Nevertheless, b'Shabbos Yom Tov, with regards to Shabbos and Yom Tov, nochon it is properly zoyt, it's proper to be careful, shalechol, kimi pasi so on, should be careful to eat only Yiddish baked bread, or rather challahs, for Shabbos. For Shabbos Yom Tov, because that's covered Shabbos Yom Tov. The poshut, dimu onos, if it's got nothing else, elam al kadesh, kim al pas shel enim yehudim, kmo shiotzan shechan ivrim yochel lekad shalom. Bishop says, obviously, if you're in the army, that's the circumstance I'm talking about, you're an oynes, if nothing else, you're ekvel somewhere, you know the bread. Of course, you can also use pas pal to goish bread for challahs as well. It's fine. But he says, generally speaking, you should try to have Yiddish bread challahs for Friday for Shabbos. Now there is a discussion over here because the Bialocha brings it over here. I want to read this Bialocha. Can you see the Bialocha Vum Mikvoy Shabbos on the side? So famous Mishnah Berurah, often misquoted. It's mashma in the pasuk. He says, "Vayabei mashishi, shmil on the sixth day. V'chinis shaviu, he says, 'Ashtoifu oifu.' You should bake. He says, 'Ashtoifu oifu.' You should bake everything on Friday. Mashma dishlefu is berav Shabbos lochin haShabbos. It seems from the pasuk that you should bake what you need for Shabbos on Friday. Gam bizman haGemara yomine kavur. As that is an ancient minhag to bake challahs. K'mo shevin haGvom, as the Magnavom says. We have an insane rabbi without great sins." Hayoim, nowadays, his chilu is an oshim. Some ladies have started lehashpes haminik to cancel off the minik. Some women have become reluctant to fulfill the minik. Veloikchem an oif and to take from the baker. Velavshap be'avdin, this is not right. This is not right. The maknimim as a kavod Shabbos, they make this kavod Shabbos. They decrease the kavod Shabbos. All right, Rabbi Yisrael, what should we do about this? So I want to tell you what the real pshat is, Mishnah Berurah. I don't tell you real pshat. This is misquoted Mishnah Berurah. I saw it recently in a sefer, and it's definitely pshat Mishnah Berurah. He's not referring to what we think he's referring to. So I've seen it often. People say that you have to ask your wife to make challahs because otherwise there's lack of kavod Shabbos if you buy it from the bakery. This is not what the Bialocha means, though. It is not what the Bialocha means. Bialocha is not referring to bakers who make specifically challahs lechavod Shabbos Kodesh. I don't think that's what he means. If the baker himself is making challahs to kavod Shabbos Kodesh, I don't think that's Mishnah Berurah is referring to. Mishnah Berurah is referring to what he was talking about Mishnah Berurah, that there is bakers who make regular breads. There's bakers that make regular breads. On that, it's wrong. It's wrong to become lazy. That's what he's referring to. But if the baker makes challahs to kavod Shabbos Kodesh, I don't think that's what Bialocha is talking about. Could be it's anyway, right? Because Bialocha anyway, Mishnah Berurah anyway mentioned, whatever you make for kavod Shabbos is right and it's proper, and it's definitely something that one should try to do as much as possible, but it's not. Don't blame the Bialocha for don't blame Bialocha that. I'm saying Bialocha wasn't referring to that. So Rabbi Yashiv said that you can certainly fulfill any opinions if the Rebbetzin makes a cake or anything else to cover the Chavod Shabbos. That's also included in that, and you don't have to. Yeah, but the Maaseh says it's definitely a minhag kosher and a minhag yosher to if the Rebbetzin makes her own Chavod Shabbos Kodesh. It's sort of interesting shaila, and I don't understand the shaila. So both Shem Zalman and Rav Lash were asked, what happens if the Rebbetzin makes challahs and you also have bought? So she made one or two challahs, but you also bought some challahs. And between you and me, the challahs of the baker is a little bit better. So what should you do then? Which one should you be boitzer on? Which should you use? So a bit of a discussion. I want to tell you something that the best answer, pardon? Yes, so this is Shalom Oynik Shabbos. What's better? Is the bakery, should you use the one from the bakery? From the bakery, or should you use your own? So I saw a very good answer. I've forgotten where I saw this. I've forgotten which God will answer back. And he says, don't understand the Shaila. He said, if your Rebbetzin made it, it's going to taste for you better. It's going to be better. You have to appreciate that it's just better for you. It's better for you. It has to taste better for you. If not, there's something wrong here. He has to genuinely, your taste buds must appreciate, must like it better than the bakeries. And I forgot who said that, but it's very, pardon? Yeah, that's what he meant. That it has to taste better. It has to taste better. Right. So the
Maisa. It's made it say on Wednesday. Right. Frozen or something.
Yes, that will be all part of that as well. In fact, thank you for reminding me. I knew I'd forgotten to mention something. It's very important because I think, I didn't actually confirm this with anyone, but I think that if somebody has got an option, I don't know what you think, if somebody can either make sufficient challahs for, let's say, 2 weeks, and if you make a batch for 2 weeks, you're going to be mafrish challah with a brocha, or you make every week fresh, but then you're not going to be mafrish challah with a brocha. What's better?
For 2 weeks,
why? Exactly. I think that's what my Rebbetzin agrees with me, that it's better to do a batch that you're going to be mafrish challah. You're not going to make every week fresh. It's going to be every second week. But lemaisa, the whole idea of challahs is to be mafrish challah. So it sounds ironic that you're taking less than a sheer challah. Sounds ironic. You're going to be less than a mafrish challah because the whole idea behind it, challahs, because you're mafrish challah. And that's the whole idea. Chalos shloilam. It's the Kovet Shabbos of that. So if you're going to make every second week, I don't think that takes away. I don't think so. Pashtus, that's override, and you don't have to make every week from fresh. That's what I think. Yeah. Yeah.
And you could add a freezer space as well.
Yeah.
But the stammer, the right answer is whatever's more convenient for the reference.
Yeah, so that's true as well.
You're going to be from on somebody else's cashman.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the bottom line. Absolutely. Yeah, fully agreed. In terms of freezer space, I just happen to know there's a freezer gemach in town somewhere, and that could solve the problem. Yes. So, Rabbi Yisai, we learned tonight the following, the halachas of Kovet Shabbos. And we spoke about the concept of Takanas Ezra, of washing one's clothing, dafka on Thursday, not on Friday. We spoke about, there's a concept of the Yom HaKvisa being on Thursday, not on Friday, to leave Friday available for preparing for Shabbos. We discussed that whether that applies nowadays as well or not. We moved on then and we spoke about making challahs for challahs, which is because of Kedei Shir Challah, that's the minhag. We spoke about the reason behind it because of Chalos Shel Olam. We said it's a covered Shabbos to make challahs. Rabbi Halacha says don't buy by the baker. It's laziness and it's not right. Again, we define exactly what that means. And then we spoke also, the Biramo says the meaning is to eat the Mulyasa, which is the like Pashtide, which is a Kegel, because it's covered on both sides. And the truth is that I didn't mention that, but the Bialocha says he brings a reason out of Kabbalah why this is appropriate to do so. We will continue Beis Hashem not tomorrow and not on Motzei Tisha B'Av, but on Wednesday Beis Hashem. We see in Reish Mem Gimel, which is all about business on Shabbos, business deals and Shutfish on Shabbos. Beis Hashem. Good evening, Rabbi Yisai.